Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 57 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you yet again from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. And today is another exciting day for me and hopefully for you too, in part because I've still got this free video series going on. If you're listening to this the day that it's released, it is Wednesday. And it is part two of the video series on how to use technology in the classroom to really boost learning, you know, to really push learning forward instead of just sprinkling our techie fairy dust over things that we're already doing and hoping for results. And today's video talks about five ways to evaluate classroom tech, like the technology that we're using in our classroom. How can we evaluate it? How can we decide what's going to get the most bang for our buck? What's going to actually return some results? And one of those ways that we talk about it's just me in the video. One of the things that I talk about in the video, number four, actually, of those five ways is find ways that you can use technology to create engaging reps. And by reps, of course, I mean repetitions. And so often I think this is the goal that many teachers have whenever they assign worksheets, especially worksheets as homework. And they send them out and they hope that kids will get repetitions with the content, you know, that they will get that practice and repeat it over and over again. You know, it's just like, you know, me being here in Indiana, basketball is king in Indiana. So of course that makes me think of shooting free throws. And if we shoot enough free throws, then eventually we'll get better at shooting free throws. But the reality is that if we're not putting our, you know, sort of like our heart and soul into it, or at least if it's not engaging to us, if we have no connection to it, then all of a sudden it just becomes kind of like the hamster wheel, you know, lots of spinning, lots of action, but not a whole lot of results. So the question here is, how can we create engaging repetitions from or with our content? And technology definitely does give us great opportunities to do that. And, you know, one of the first and most obvious ways I can think of here is to use some of those great formative assessment tools that we've got out there. You know, things like Kahoot, where we can ask those questions in kind of like a game show style. Quizzes also fits there really well as Quizlet Live. There's even one I just told you about, I think last week, called Gimkit, that's right in there. Like, it's kind of like Kahoot and quizzes with power-ups. And so that's one of those things where, you know, I even saw a comment about Gimkit recently where, you know, the students were talking about how they really needed to learn this content so that they could improve their scores on the game. And, you know, big picture, maybe that's not exactly why we want them to learn it. But hey, if that's motivation for them, then that can be huge. But getting those repetitions doesn't have to come in the form of review games. And I know for me, one time I was teaching an etymology class. And of course, we had all of these root words that we had to practice. And so what we would do there to get repetitions was we created kind of like a front page to a newspaper. And as they wrote the articles that were on that front page, then as long as they were getting some of the words in that used those root words, then they were getting that practice and they were getting those repetitions. I've even seen with some really good questions and prompts, someone using Flipgrid. You know, Flipgrid is that tool where you can ask a question or a prompt to students and they respond with short video clips. And so asking a really good prompt or question with Flipgrid gives kids the opportunity to practice with that and to do it in a way where, you know, they get to use their voice, but then they also get to see everybody else's responses. So, you know, there's lots of those opportunities out there for us to make our repetitions meaningful. And I know that repetitions are something that we're striving for here at the end of the year, especially for those of us that have final exams coming up. And so that might be the big question you can ask. Your big takeaway maybe is, how can we make those repetitions engaging? And of course, that's just one of the five ways that we can evaluate classroom tech. And if you want to see the rest of them, then feel free to head over to ditchthattextbook.com/part2. So again, that's ditchthattextbook.com/part2 for that video on five ways to evaluate classroom tech. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.